Area Crew, we gon' make this shit happen right here, right now. Calling out to all Area Crew, we gon' make this shit happen right here, right now. Calling out to all Area Crew, we gon' make this shit happen right here, right now. Calling out to all Area Crew, we gon' make this shit happen right here, right now. I wanna welcome y'all to House of Who the Hell He Is. And it's cool that y'all can make it to my new meeting. So take your time, grab a table, we got booths seating. That will now be introduced me to my new people. See, my name is Lyrics Born, baby, and I truly mean it. From the past, from the future, from the new and recent. You don't believe it, you can read it. Page one in your list, little L-Y-R-C-S, funk, feel it, born, baby. Top of an echelon of MCing. And I think on that topic, we all in agreement. I'm never running from a challenge, never been cheapest. In the rap, all the fame, we got to get me in. You got to see me do my thing, son, I'm too fiendish. Flinging tune after tune till the wound deepens. I have a room of human beings feeling woozy like a fiend. Leaning, moving to the music in a fever screaming, baby. Calling out to all Area Crew, we gon' make this shit happen right here, right now. Calling out to all Area Crew, we gon' make this shit happen right here, right now. Calling out to all Area Crew, we gon' make this shit happen right here, right now. All every group, we gon' make this shit happen right here, right now. My life's a culmination of my past achievements, with a lot of heavy lifting, a lot of deep breathing, a lot of courage, a lot of doubts, a lot of mixed feelings, a lot of love, a lot of luggage for a lot of reasons. I ain't forgot about the pain and all the mistreatment. I ain't forgot the little box they tried to wiggle me in. I ain't forgot about the flower deep underneath the crowded streets, sprouting in between the cracks, even chopping, baby. Follow like a lion in the Coliseum, and you can positive, I think I'm in the mausoleum. You think I'll ever hang it up on money, stop dreaming. You think I'll ever stop? Oh, baby, now you're reaching. I won't stop till I feel my lungs stop breathing. I won't stop till I feel my heart stop beating. I won't stop speaking this week and next week and all fall steep singing. I don't stop singing. Fire freezing, ice heating, fire palms beating all bad for free, clear from the mountaintop screaming. Baby, calling out to all Area Crew, we gon' make it flip and happen right here, right now. Calling out to all Area Crew, we gon' make it flip and happen right here, right now. I said, calling out to all Area Crew, we gon' make it flip and happen right here, right now. Calling out to all Area Crew, we gon' make it flip and happen right here, right now. About to get it on, get it on, getting it on, on and on.
Don't worry about the president, he can't stop.
I said get it on, get it on, we about to get it on, get it on, getting it on, on and on.
This is Rise Up Radio on WBAI 99.5 FM. Are you ready? We're about to start the show, the only show where conscious youth in New York City bring you the latest on youth activism. I'm Saki Hall, here with Jessica Walker and Q. And even though it's cold outside, we're going to heat things up today with this terrific show. We have a couple of things lined up today. First, we'll be hearing from Rebecca George, art therapist and advocate for Adam Gray, who was sentenced to life at the age of 14. We will have the ladies of the Malcolm X Grassroots Movement's New African Women's Caucus talking about their latest activities and upcoming events. And then last but not least, we'll be giving some light shining out in the UK on a show that's similar to ours out in Manchester, and it's called Manchester's Under the Pavement. But first, the latest in youth news.
Stop ruining my day.
Every time I pick up a paper or turn on it to a news flash, another youth pass, school grounds, bloodbath, politicians score the sex.
In international news, much of the activism sparked by Ukraine's recent presidential election has been the work of teenagers and university students. The country has remained bitterly divided since November 21st, when pro-Moscow Premier Viktor Yanukovych was declared winner in a runoff presidential election that international observers called fraudulent. Tens of thousands of supporters of his opponent, Viktor Yushchenko, who was seen as pro-Western, immediately flocked to Independence Square to protest the result. There is a visible nucleus of young people among the opposition. As the New York Times recently reported, quote, within hours they set up field kitchens and medical aid stations, circulated broadsheets outlining details for civil disobedience and urging the police not to shoot, and passed out a seemingly endless supply of posters, banners, ribbons, flags, stickers, and badges, unquote. Ukraine's Supreme Court has been deliberating on whether or not to hold a new election. A verdict could be handed down as early as today.
A recent story by the BBC reported that youth at a New York's children's home Incarnation Children's Center are being treated with experimental HIV drugs without their guardian's knowledge or consent. One worker, Jacqueline Hoger, claimed that the highly experimental drugs had toxic side effects. She was asked to continue administering them anyway. Quote, "We were told that if they were vomiting, if they lost their ability to walk, if they were having diarrhea, if they were dying, then all of this was because of their HIV infection. Many of these children are orphaned or come from crack addict homes." When asked to comment, Incarnation Children's Center declined.
Closer to home, the New York State Assembly and Senate are expected to reconvene for a special session in Albany on Monday, December 6th. The agenda for their session is not clear, but there is much unfinished business that they may take up. This summer, the New York State legislature voted to increase the minimum wage from $5.15 an hour to $7.15 an hour. Governor George Pataki vetoed that bill. The Assembly has already overridden the governor's veto. The Senate has not. But if they do so on Monday, the minimum wage increase would become law.
A new proposal by the federal government to create a vast new database of enrollment records on all college and university students is raising concerns that the move will erode the privacy rights of students. Until now, universities have provided individual student information to the federal government only in connection with federally financed student aid. Otherwise, colleges and universities submit information about overall enrollment, graduation, prices, and financial aid without identifying particular students. For the first time, however, colleges and universities would have to give the government data on all students individually, whether or not they receive financial aid. Supporters say that government oversight of individual student data will make it easier for taxpayers and policymakers to judge the quality of colleges and universities through more reliable statistics. Opponents say that this is a major violation of privacy, especially when many states would use this newly collected information to check on students against their prison records, housing records, driver's licenses, and employment records.
This week, a federal appeals court ruled that American universities may bar military recruiters from their campuses without risking the loss of federal money. A panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit found that educational institutions have a First Amendment right to keep military recruiters off their campuses to protest the Defense Department policy of excluding gays from military service. The 2-1 decision relied in large part on a decision in 2000 by the United States Supreme Court to allow the Boy Scouts to exclude gay scoutmasters. Just as the Scouts have a First Amendment right to bar gays, the court appeals said, law schools may prohibit groups that they consider discriminatory.
And that was the latest in youth news brought to you by Leanne Stanky and Jessica. Thanks, Jessica. We're going to listen to Akon Locked Up as we come back to speak about juveniles being sentenced as adults.